Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Ladies and gentlemen, you do not worship the Lord in spirit and in soul. Even though my mind, will, and emotions will be involved in that process and help me to get into the Holy of Holies. But if all I've done is stirred my emotions or I've worshiped out of my mind, I have not yet arrived.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you again for joining us on Revive Radio. Today's message was taken from Pastor Rogers' most current message series from a Wednesday night Bible study. This is Transformed. Change your mind, change your life. This is part one from that series. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Whenever I am able by worship and praise unto the Lord and adoration unto Him, when I enter into that Holy of Holies place in the presence of God where no light was, only the glory, the Shekinah glory of God coming down. Are you hearing me? The glory of God coming down. There should be, when I come out of this, because I wish I could stay, but I can't. You got to go to work. For those of you who work, you got to go to work. You got to take care of the babies. You got to get them to school. You got to this, that. All that's going on doesn't mean that I leave the presence of God. But there should be a transformation with every encounter that I have with God. Are y'all with me out here? All right, so now that you have this understanding, this is one of the most critical things you can get a hold of here. Because in this study, you need to understand that my mind is in the process of being renewed. I am saved in my spirit. My soul, my mind, my will, and emotions are being saved, and my body someday will be saved. Okay? So why is that so important? Because the Bible tells us in the book of Romans that it is with the mind, not the brain. The Bible didn't say, let this brain be in you. It doesn't say, let the mind the brain of Jesus be in you. It says, let the mind of Christ, let the thinking, the transformational thinking of the Word of God be in you. Not just gaining knowledge and information, but being able to allow it to transform my life to such a degree that I begin to act, operate, function in the purpose of God and in the nature and characteristics of Jesus Christ. It is a process. Understand this. This is instantaneous. That's the reason why we love that feeling. Oh, if I could just have that feeling again when I first got saved. Well, if you're looking for a feeling, you might not. I mean, it's not every day that I wake up and go, wow, I feel saved today. Anybody wake up today and you didn't feel saved? Y'all so funny. I could tell by the lifting of your hand, exactly, right there. Why? Because we walk by faith, not by sight. What is sight? If you serve the Lord with just your emotions, the Bible says we serve the Lord with our mind, but if you serve the Lord with just your emotions or how you feel, see, some folks said, I don't feel like going to church tonight. And they listen to their body, tell their mind, and the conflict that they have sitting right now looking at home is that this guy told them, come on, you need this. In fact, you need it more than you think you need it. I'm going to say that again. You need it more than you think you need it. Now, what you've got to understand is, while I was instantaneously saved, born again, bam. Old things pass away, behold, all things become brand new. My mind is being saved. My soul, man, is being submitted, saved. It is a process. We don't like a process. We like to rip the little bag of grits open, throw it in a microwave, and less than a minute later, we got grits. Now, you can get some like that, but how many of you know when you get down with a plate of mullet, I don't need no little baggie of grits on the side over here as my side choice. I need something that really saw 20 minutes worth of cooking. All right? So why is that so important? Because it is a process. It doesn't happen all at one time. Why then is it so important? Because it is with the mind that we serve the Lord. But if your mind has not been transformed on a daily basis, and you engage that process by the constant infusion, and let me tell you, the reason why I'm teaching this lesson tonight is because we're living in a world right now that is bombarding us with images, symbols, words, pictures. All this stuff is coming at us thousands of times a day. And we're so overwhelmed that believers, Christians, are not acting like Christians. They say, I'm saved. But I believe, I think, well, wait a minute. This guy is not going to contradict what he said. No matter if you think it or not. That's the reason why he says, you must be, according to the book of Ephesians 4, 23, you must be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Do you realize that your mind has a spirit? There is the mind of the spirit. There is the mind of the spirit. And then there is the spirit of the mind. And that has to be changed into what this man, the Holy Ghost, is telling you. Amen. See, when you got saved, the Holy Ghost came in regeneration. He came in. When I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost, he comes out. Are you hearing me? So with the mind, we serve the Lord. I serve the Lord every day with something that has not yet been changed. Why is that? I serve the Lord with something that isn't fully changed yet. Let me give you a little synopsis of this. My wife's working on a message that God's been dealing with her, so y'all get ready for this, because it's dealing with the mind and the thinking. Because the reason why believers are not victorious like they should be, it's because they are not renewing. People are not renewing their mind. They're depending on getting to a service or someone shooting some devotional thought in, but they are not engaged in the daily renewing of the mind, and therefore they always default back to what they've always been. They don't have the power to get over the thing that is afflicting their body, the alcohol, the drug, the whatever that it may be. Because they have not strengthened their mind to serve the Lord. Though I have Jesus living on the inside. The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, if you keep letting your mind be filled with the stuff that's out there that's contradictory to this, you will suppress the Spirit of God and eventually backslide. Oh, we don't want to hear about that. You'll eventually think yourself right on out of the kingdom of God and start acting like the world because you haven't engaged your mind. That's the reason why this is so important here tonight. Whether you like me or not, you got to know I am teaching the Word of God. I'm not bringing you my opinion. Let me give you some illustration here in this. You have in your mind a million sensory receptors that are working. This is the greatest computer. Your brain is the hardware. Your mind is the software. And there are a million sensory perceptions and receptors that are going on in your mind, even as I speak right now. And God, who created this mind, there's nothing like it. Okay? Man is attempting, and they keep messing around with stuff, playing around with DNA and tossing this into another test tube. And right now, there is, and I looked it up before I came. I was going to put it on the screen here tonight, but I didn't have enough time. But the artificial intelligence now and computers are so technologically advanced that the algorithms are now producing images, facial images of people that do not exist. And if you looked at them, this is the reason why it's so important. When the Antichrist comes on the scene, it will be carnal Christians that follow him right down the yellow brick road to hell because they have not renewed their mind and they became easily deceived. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in that time right now where deception is so rampant that people can look you in the face and lie, and because we have not been renewed in our mind to discern what is truth and what is not truth, we are just as gullible in the church and following like the Pied Piper. Now the computers have advanced themselves to such a degree that you could look at a picture. I looked at one of the faces of what the computer made, and ladies and gentlemen, you could not tell if that is not a real human being. Boy, I wish I had time to teach that, but that has been the whole force since the very beginning of time with Lucifer. He said, I'll be the one that is the creator and sit on the throne of God. I'll be this. I'll be worshiped. There's so much there. A million sensory receptors, mainly activated through our five senses. And the brain is so incredible, and the mind is so incredible that God created with these million sensory receptors going on, that you're able to do multifunction things right now. You can flip your Bible at the same time you're listening to me, at the same time you're looking on the screen, whatever it may be. All of these different things are going on. But watch this. You have a million sensory receptors in the mind, but you have 10 billion receptors in your imagination. So everybody close your eyes for a minute. Just close your eyes. Let's take a trip. There you are. You're on an island with the green palm trees and the white sand. In fact, it is in the middle of the Caribbean where the water is so clear you can see the fish and the coral reef. The white sand's all around, and there you are enjoying the Virgin Islands. Does everybody see it? Now open your eyes. You're back at pace. I'm just letting you know. Took a little trip and snatched you back. But do you realize that's exactly what's going on in the culture today? They call it virtual reality. And people get all messed up in their mind. And what I talked to you a few weeks ago, and we're going to dig a little deeper in these strongholds, the Lord willing, in the next session. Because the strongholds are these imaginations, 10 billion receptors imagining things. You just went to the Virgin Islands in your mind and never left your seat. What do they call imaginations? Well, the Bible calls them. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the Bible says that these imaginations where many people are living, people today are in so messed up in their mind. You better listen to me. Look, all they got to do, all you got to do is see these shootings and things that are taking place in El Paso and up in Dayton and other locations that are going on. And the first thing that people want to say is that this person is mentally unstable. You know why? Because the majority of society today is living here in imagination. In imagination. In a place that's not even real. But it's real to them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And what does the devil do? He uses it very effectively. And the Bible condemns idols all throughout. In fact, in the last days, the Bible says that idols would be something that people would deal with. Let's just give it the other name. Imagination.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.